Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We thank you so much for listening. The best radio show in the whole wide world on your radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Our very special YouTube folks who we talk to every day. We love you guys so much. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. At Roto-Rooter, the nightmare before Christmas has a whole other meaning. When the holidays cause havoc on your plumbing, call in the pros at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
There's a lot of trends that I don't like around here.
Oh, you keep an eye on everyone.
Everyone.
You're always watching.
Always watching.
Yeah.
Always watching. Five trends that I currently don't like. Starting at number five. I don't like where Phil's offseason's going. I feel like I'm getting back into a corner.
Yeah.
You know.
I kind of felt bad for you during the 4 o'clock High Hopes Shacky baseball report today.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I feel bad for us.
Yeah. I feel bad for everyone. Feel bad for everyone. So the Eagles are going to have a nice parade down Broad Street.
Yeah.
And the Phils are going to let us down again. So just get used to it. That's what the little engine that could Phils do.
Didn't you at one point?
Yes, no.
Talk yourself into. Did you say yes, no?
Yeah.
Yes, that's his new thing.
Didn't you talk yourself? Now I'm realizing it. You were talking yourself into flexibility for the future.
Yeah, the bridge year.
But you can't.
Really, it sucks to do that.
And also, you can't talk yourself into that when you give 5 years to a 32-year-old DH.
Yeah. So you can't really do it.
It's not really a bridge year.
No.
If they had not signed Schwarber. And maybe signed a younger guy to a 5-6 year deal. Yeah.
And you can't have a bridge here when it's going to be a strike or a lockout.
Maybe.
In 2 years.
We don't know that. We're operating as if there's going to be a 27th season.
Yeah. I wonder if they are.
I think so.
It's going to be tough for all of us. We're going to need two Mount Rushmore weeks this summer.
Two Elliott weeks.
Two Mount Rushmore weeks.
Bring top back 20.
Maybe top 20.
Olympics.
Maybe top 22 instead of top 11. That way it lasts 2 weeks.
Well, top 22, we would actually get everybody in.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
Would Jalen? No, but
yeah.
Top 11 this year could be a little.
It's going to be dicey.
If we did top 11 right now, would Tyrese Maxey be number one?
Ooh, is Tyrese Maxey? It doesn't feel like it.
Who's number one?
Trevor Zegras?
Okay. Would Maxey be number one?
I don't think so. I don't feel like people feel like Tyrese Maxey is the best athlete in the city.
I think
Jalen would still be up there.
Yeah, I mean, as the face of the city.
Yeah.
Again, we all have different qualifiers for what we do our top 11 on.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's not the best athlete in the city.
Well, that's for damn sure.
you nailed it.
Yeah. Where's Bryce at?
Dude, Bryce is, I mean, he's down. Schwarber jumps him, right?
Yeah.
Well, one of us has Schwarber in front of him.
A lot of people have Schwarber in front of him.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant one of us.
Oh, okay. We don't care about anyone else. Yes, I forgot.
So Sanchez.
Oh, yes. Oh, Sanchez. Yes,
Christopher Sanchez. Now, it would be tough right now because it's not Philly season.
But it's still top five. He would have to be a top five athlete.
Is he ahead of Wheeler?
Yeah, based off this past year.
Because Ike is a based off this past year guy.
Yeah.
That's what it's based on.
50% past year, 50% career.
And I'm eye test.
Yeah.
Only an eye test.
Maxey would be top three, I think.
I think he would have to be.
I think he would
have to be.
I think he would end up being top three.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has an argument for all NBA right now, which is one of the, to Chuck's point, one of the five best players in the NBA.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Jalen Carter's taking a step down.
Taking a step back.
How far does Saquon drop?
All the offensive linemen get fewer votes this year.
As I had Saquon the number drops. Two last year.
Right, you're the entire offensive line. Yes.
Remember that?
Now Quinion goes up.
Coop?
Yeah, well, Coop definitely is.
Well, Coop was not top 11 last year, right?
Well, on some of ours, he was.
I know.
Oh, you made it on the final list.
Yes. The final list.
Yes, he did not. Yeah, he did not make the final list, right?
He did not. Yeah. He was just outside of it.
Yeah. Well, we'll get Zegras in there this year, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We're calling it. Meech off. Meech cop off.
Yeah.
Vladar maybe on there. All right. The fourth trend that I don't like is Spike's health.
My health?
Yeah. For those of you that missed it yesterday.
Down or up?
Down. The video emerged of you not being able to stand and get out of your seat.
So it's an awkward spot with the microphone. So you were doing a live thing.
Yeah.
I saw the video.
And the microphone, I don't want to move it all the way out of the way because I'm worried that it's going to break off or something.
Okay.
So I only moved it a little bit in front of me. So I was trying to get out with one. And when you're sliding out, you need that balance. And I didn't have the balance. And I had two choices. I could grab onto the mic stand or I could just fall back into the chair. And I fell back into the chair. And I took one for the team.
I love it.
Because I told Dan to tell Max, our video guy.
You can run it.
I just I fell down. It's going to end up being a good video. Go ahead and take it.
Yeah. Yeah. You fell so slow.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
because I knew it was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of reminded me of, you know, like.
Well, go ahead.
Our last president.
I knew that's where it was going.
You thought I looked like Biden?
Yeah.
A little Biden.
That bite.
A little Biden bite. Yeah.
Going up steps.
Such a slow, methodical fall.
It was like a methodical fall, too. I was like, yeah, help me.
Yeah, that's how it felt. It was, well, because it was a choice. I was making a choice to fall.
Right.
It was because it was fall or, as I said, grab the mic stand, which I didn't think could support me.
Right.
You know, and it seemed like most people didn't have trouble with the fall. It was the cross legs.
Always the cross legs.
It's always cross legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Although that's impressive.
What? That I can cross my legs?
Yeah, I can't cross my legs like
that. Oh, man. Why?
My legs are too long, man. That boy almost got a 10 inch.
My
legs are too
long,
man.
Oh, that's the one. Oh, okay.
That's the one.
Okay. The third trend that I don't like. And this is on display yet again today.
Yeah.
Is Elliott's Eagle stances.
Nah.
Wow.
What does he believe in?
He was out of pocket.
He says in one instance, they're probably still the best team in the NFC. Then thinks they're only going to win the one playoff game.
Yeah.
Then ranks them second.
Yeah.
He's just, then says that Stafford, whatever, at the end there with Jalen.
Yeah, they think Jalen's.
The Eagles Stafford. Offense is better than the Rams.
He was all over the place, man.
You can't. Is it, one day he's positive.
Yeah.
One day he's overly negative.
Yeah.
I don't know where does Elliott lie?
Is it possible he comes into the studio on Tuesdays thinking it's his responsibility to make us fight with him?
Probably.
There's no way.
He certainly comes in prepared for it.
There's no possible way he could believe that the Eagles offense is as good as the Rams offense.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But I do believe he's conditioned himself to be on the opposite side of arguments with us.
Yes, I agree with that.
I don't even know if he knows he's doing it. He just doesn't feel comfortable agreeing most of the time.
Yeah. He did agree. He did. I did beat him down on the Shanahan thing.
Yeah, you did. I was actually surprised. He gave up on that one pretty quick.
Pretty quick.
Because Shanahan was the one he said last year his teams don't play in the cold, right?
Yes.
Right, yeah. Even though they went, in 23, they came in here and they beat the hell out of the Eagles.
And didn't they go to Green Bay?
Yes.
They did.
Yes.
In 10-degree weather and beat Prime Rodgers as MVP year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he based that off one game against the Bills, right?
Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah. One of one.
Yeah. Yep.
One of one.
He is different.
Second trend that I don't like is Ike's strength.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What?
Well.
You going to call him Biden,
is it
too?
Going down?
Or? It's going down.
Oh, no.
This door over here.
Oh, my goodness.
The last two days, he's come over, struggled to move it.
Yeah.
And well, are you talking about the one across?
Yeah. This door.
But that door.
It's like a damn blocking sled.
That door gets heavier.
Played in the NFL, ran into wedges. Spike's struggling with it. I understand.
I literally thought somebody was on the other side pushing against
it.
Me.
It is an absurdly heavy door.
And it gets heavier every week.
You're right. My strength may be going down. That door is heavy as hell, man.
He's running the blocks.
I'm afraid I'm going to hurt my back opening that door.
I can see that.
I got to literally get down and leverage myself to get in, man, to get in the door to open it up, man.
You're having cold shivers down your spine?
Yeah, man.
Flashbacks?
What is going on with that door?
Well, it's better than the doors we had at our old studios that were made of wheat thins and cream cheese, where you could blow that door open. You could hear everything that was going on outside
of it. Soundproof doors this time,
yes.
Man. My goodness.
Yeah.
Those you could push open with your, pinky.
Yes. Yeah, those doors were a disgrace. At least these are studio doors.
Wheat thins and cream cheese.
Yes.
Nailed it. That's on top of your head, too.
Well, I was the program director then, and I remember when we were in there, I was like, what's with these doors? And they said, well, we had to save money somewhere. Well, it's a
the doors?
Radio station.
They save money on the doors?
Save money on the cute little carpet with the pitcher's mound on it. Then maybe that's where you could have saved money.
And it was ugly, too. Yeah. We should have saved money on that.
Yeah, you saved money on you didn't save any money on our stupid old logo, and that sucked, too. Give us doors.
It's a good gripe.
Yeah.
It's a good gripe. But the number one trend that I don't like is, where are our callers? Where have they been?
Well, yesterday, where's Yoshi?
Yesterday was a disaster.
Yeah.
This amateur hour, first 2 hours out of the gate.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of, and this isn't a shot at any of them, a bunch of newbies sliding through after an Eagles game. And not even a buzz shot. It's not a buzz shot.
No, no.
It's where they're calling like once a week now. They're not
the regulars.
The regulars. And everyone's like, well, why do you put the regulars on? Because I know what I'm going to get from them.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, yesterday, I don't know what that was. It was good to hear Chuck today. But for the most part, nothing.
And
well, how about the guy who said I ignored him? I was talking to you.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear that.
No, remember the guy who called in and said, hey, he was trying to get my attention?
Yeah.
But he wouldn't tell me exactly what I was doing.
Wasn't Stephen West Philly who showed up, was it?
Was it?
It might have been.
Well, Stephen West Philly did show up yesterday.
Yeah, the 49ers
fan.
Oh, no, it wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
No, it wasn't him.
Not only did Stephen West Philly show up, he hung out.
He showed up and stayed.
Yeah,
and was arguing with the Eagles fans.
Yes, with everybody.
I heard
the 49ers.
Yeah, I heard him arguing with poor Eagles fans.
Well, then he would go, I love Spike. Spike's my guy. He would say to somebody, and then he'd go, because he knows the Eagles stink. He tells the truth. And I said, well, hey, Steve.
He's trying to lump you in with him.
You're trying to get me killed here. Steve, yeah, we like new callers. I want to be clear. But we like mixing new callers in with the regular callers.
Yes.
When it's all new callers, it's just like a grab bag of we had a guy yesterday call up, and he said he agreed with me that the Raiders win was not that big a deal. However, he had not seen the game. And he was calling from a Lowe's in Kentucky.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. It wasn't Bam.
No, it was not Bam. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40% off any window or any door. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Speaking of Bam, Bam in Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Bam?
What up, Bam?
All right, you ready for this? I got a shout-out to camera, yo. Stop trying to come at us on the morning show. Coming at my guys on the afternoon show talking about they always have health problems downstairs taking blue shoes.
Oh, I didn't know we were dealing with, a well performer.
On the morning show? Somebody said that on the morning show?
Wait, said
no,
what?
The camera was taking shots about you guys saying that you guys always have health problems. I mean, and you guys have to take blue chews.
Oh, well, like luck.
Yeah,
I mean, that guy's got...
Is that a response because we got on him about missing days last week?
I'm sure, yeah. It had to be, right? Look, DeCamera, speaking of the Blue Chews, he knows he doesn't need them because there's crumpled up tissues all over his solo apartment. And he's got one sock on.
He was whacking that thing. Yep. In case you didn't know what he was talking about, yeah. Way to bring it home, Fritz.
Yep. And but I was saying, right?
Yeah.
I think I was before Jack came out with the 90s at 4:30 90s.
Yeah.
I got two requests for you.
Okay.
Hey, Jack. Stevie B, Spring Love. And if you get the chance to look up Gangsta Love by Collage and Friends. Gangsta Love describes me back in the day.
Oh, I can't wait till Bam Day when we have Bam in for an hour.
Yeah. We're going to bring Bam in studio in the summer for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. But my I want to answer the Twitter question. I think was it the fourth choice? Was it Super Bowl?
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think is a successful season for the Eagles this year at this point, knowing what you know?
They got to win the Super Bowl. Okay. They have to. And my next question, you ready for this?
Yeah. So next question today, because I realize how much I hate the cold now, and I used to like it when I was younger. So next question is, what's something that you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older? So what is it, Bam?
The value of money and versus strippers.
So now
boy.
So now you value money more, and you used to just give it all to strippers.
You just give it all away.
Yes. Yeah.
What changed?
What changed?
Yeah.
Growing up and my wife.
Oh,
well, and okay. For some people, they get married, the strippers become even more valued. I'm glad you went the other way.
Right.
Yes.
So, yep. Bam, I don't want to ruin this because we will have our time, you know, when you're in here and we ask you all these questions. How much would you say that you would be spending on exotic dancers?
Anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000.
Over a decade or
over in a night?
In a night. That's when I was still working, and I wasn't married.
Oh,
Bam!
How much friction got worked up on those jeans, man? You're talking about $2,000, man.
Yeah, I don't even $2,000. I would be in a coma after that.
Now, you know, when you know, they say you're young and dumb, right? I
mean, well, young, dumb, and something else. I mean, bro.
$1,500 to $2,000.
How much?
Yep. You must have stayed in the champagne room, man. You stayed in the champagne room.
How much did the dance cost? Now, it's been a couple of decades, but what's the dance? What would the dance cost you, $100,
right?
Bucks?
Yeah, what are you paying?
I think it was like $40 a dance, $50 a dance.
And $1,500 in a night?
Bam.
And then when they come, like, you know, when you go to the strip clubs, you got sections. And I would be with my friends on their birthday, and we just sit there and throw hundreds up.
Do you think your friends were really throwing up hundreds?
I believe it. I saw it.
Ah!
Saw it. Hey, before I let you guys let me go, can I shout out my two bus drivers?
Always.
All right. Shout out to Larry Clark from Community Transit, Walter Martin.
Okay.
I know they listening.
All right, Bam.
Thank you guys. Appreciate
all right, Bam.
It.
All right, brother. There he is, Bam from Upper Darby. It must have been before.
He's got to start giving timelines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
we have to find out when the blind thing.
When did he lose sight?
Yes. When did he lose sight?
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just saying.
No. Well, yeah.
I thought he was blind going to the strip club.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
If he was,
at least I would understand how he's blowing as much money as he is.
Well, I don't know. They could have charged him $2,000. Could have had, you know, me giving him the dances. He wouldn't have known the difference.
No, he touches the wrist. I told you.
Oh, right. Well, I have a thin wrist. I have a thin wrist. You'd never know. And I've never done a hard day of work in my life. The skin's very soft. Yep, yeah, a lot of moisturizer.
And you sit with your legs crossed.
I do. Unbelievable.
$1,500 to $2,000?
Is he getting bottle service? You can't spend that on lap dances, man. I mean, you could.
You could, but it doesn't take that much.
Yeah. One seems like enough. Two, if you're feeling saucy.
Oh, man.
10 lap dances? 20? How late are you there?
That's what I said, man. He must have wore a hole in them jeans.
Yo, are you kidding me? Come home smelling like baby oil and sin?
Oh, man.
Dustin in the Northeast.
He stayed in the champagne room, yeah. Man. He stayed in there,
Mike,
man.
Mike, it's Fritz. Oh, man. Dude, for anybody that's never met Bam, dude, I can just picture it. That was probably a...
Oh, yeah. You think he showed up in his cheerleader outfit?
Oh, God, dude.
The cheerleader at cheerleaders?
Yeah. He was young, dumb, and he wasn't full of the rest of the
right,
game,
yes. Dude. He was emptied out. I can tell you that much.
And the best was Spike's reaction in the background when he said 15 to 2. Oh!
Well, bro, I just like, it's been a long time. And
it ain't been that long.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, maybe inflation and, you know, but even, dude, even if the dance was $200,
that's still a lot of dancing,
eight
bro.
Dances?
If he's really spending that money, he ain't getting a normal dance.
That's what I said. He spent a whole lot of time in the champagne room, yeah. The VIP area.
He ain't getting it in the corner with his boys, dude. He's upstairs. He's having fun. Spike, you know what I'm talking about over there, big fuck.
Oh, yeah, you know me. Yeah.
Oh, man, dude, what a show, fellas. Listen, to get to, well, first of all, I don't want to talk about it. I'll let Buzz handle that, even though he had me on hold for 2.5 hours yesterday. But I'll let him handle it tomorrow. Spritzy, welcome to the show. I sent you the text message.
Yep.
Hopefully I see you in the championship.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the real important.
Oh, did you win?
I did win. I did win. The little engine.
We're not doing fantasy until tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Little engine that could.
All right.
Yeah, like a little preview there. The future champs put up a serious number this weekend. Just gotta take a look.
I'm about to take a look. Guys. Yeah,
I'll be seeing you at the draft next year, big fella. Don't worry. But listen, the Birds game. I was there on Sunday, and I want to tell you why. Even though it was the Raiders, it was a very important win for this team. They showed a lot of pizzazz on the field, dude. When I go to football games, I watch the game, but I like to see what they do on the sideline. I like to see how they interact with each other. I like to see all that type of BS. What I saw on that sideline, Chuck is absolutely right. These dudes are about to go on a run. And Spritz and Spike, I know you guys don't like him. And Spritz, we hear your little smart comments and under your breath.
Right.
You guys really think Tanner McKee can give us a chance to win a Super Bowl? You guys are out of your minds.
Well, I have no idea. I would not do it this year. I don't know if Tanner McKee could give us a chance to win a Super Bowl. Maybe. I have no idea. Nobody would have guessed that Brock Purdy would have given the 49ers a chance to win a Super Bowl.
You're absolutely right there. Now, yeah. I want to pivot to something because they don't get enough love. The Sixers, real quick, Spike. This is why I was happy you coming back to the city.
Okay.
I'm a Sixers fan like you. Like, you have to start watching these boys every night because what Tyrese Maxey is doing on the court right now, for anybody that's not watching the Sixers, they're going to make a run this year too, Spike. And I know I sound like a homer, but if Joe plays the way he played the other night in that Atlanta game, which it was a backcourt, it was complete BS. I don't like Allah. Fully respect him on it.
Actually, I went to that referee's page.
Yeah.
Allah responded.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He responded
We'll get it in a second.
But he responded to him.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Good, good, good. And to answer your question of the day, fellas, when I was younger, I used to hate the sport. Golf, dude. As I grew old, I can't live without golf now.
Oh, yeah.
Did you play it or watching it?
Both. Well, nah, I can't really say watching it. I put that on a Sunday afternoon to fall asleep. But playing it, there's nothing better, Spike.
Yeah, I wish I could. And I feel the same way about it, Dustin. Thanks for the call. I would love to be able to play golf now. I can't because of my back. It'll definitely screw it up. But I know if I didn't have that issue, I would become a golf psycho. You guys ask me, well, how do you have so much time to watch the Bengals press conferences and go through Jack's old tweets? I would be obsessive about golf. I would be a total psycho about golf.
Yeah, I'm with Dustin on that one. Couldn't stand golf.
Yeah.
When I was young.
Yep.
Became an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger became Tiger.
Yeah.
I haven't looked back.
Well, also, it's a nice.
I haven't looked back since.
Here's the thing. You were talking about wanting to stay home, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things as you get older is you want something to do that isn't drinking a bunch or you know, eating a bunch of food. And your options are pretty limited. So you play golf. You have a nice afternoon or morning with your friends.
Usually morning with me,
It's active, challenging. Yep. But if you don't want it to be competitive, you can just go out there and have fun.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of just maybe I could. See, I can't caddy because I don't know anything about golf. I just want to go out on the course for the 4 hours.
Just be there,
You know.
Yeah, Fritz is going to miss it. He'll be back in about a decade.
So. Oh, dude.
After his failure?
After the boys the grow up. After the kids grow up.
I am a little hesitant to step on a golf course currently, but next summer.
Remember the time when they said you had to drop the ball from your knees and you dropped to your knees?
I know. No.
That's when we knew you were washed.
It wasn't even washed.
This guy actually played in high school.
It was Markel Fritz.
Yeah, you were emasculated. I mean, you dropped to your knees. I wanted to go home.
Well, I wanted to go home on the sixth hole.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, we made him.
We had to keep him there.
Yeah, we pushed him through only for the...
Then we rallied, by the way.
The choke of the year.
Three out of the last four holes.
I know.
And 155 then, out with an 8-iron. Hit that shot a million times.
And then you cursed and threw your club and you dropped...
I didn't think it was all on camera.
From your knees.
I know.
No, forgot it was on camera.
Yeah. Well, I don't really care.
Wasn't Tucker there?
Tucker was there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was there recording everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I turned away after that.
Most people should.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Hey, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in an easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time for you to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.